Discovery's safe landing is an obvious relief to NASA, which was forced to halt assembly of the half-built space station more than 3 years ago when the shuttle Columbia disintegrated upon re-entry into the atmosphere. Discovery, sounding like any other airplane, glided smoothly onto a runway at Kennedy Space Center. Flight controllers greeted its six astronauts.
Welcome back, Discovery, and congratulations on a great mission.
The landing concluded the first shuttle flight in 1 year, and only the second since Columbia's demise. Columbia burned up when searing gases from friction with the atmosphere entered a hole in its wing caused by hard foam insulation that broke away from the external fuel tank during launch. NASA described Discovery's flight as a test of its 3-year effort to make sure this never happened again. It minimized the amount of debris that flies away from the fuel tanks, installed an array of ground cameras to monitor launches, and put new cameras and sensors on the orbiters to detect possible launch debris strikes or hits by micrometeoroids while in orbit. Discovery's crew found no damage during several scans of its fragile heat shield, giving NASA confidence it could bring the shuttle home safely. The chief of the International Space Station Program, Mike Suffredini, says the mission was nearly flawless.
I can't think of a better mission in recent history. Every objective that we went in with was completed, and in fact a couple of extra things got done for us that we thought perhaps we wouldn't have time for.
The objectives included bringing a third crew member to the space station, which had only two since Columbia's accident. Discovery also hauled up new supplies and equipment to the outpost, and the astronauts took spacewalks to repair station equipment critical to resuming its construction.
So with this flight in our minds, we are ready to get on with assembly, and we'll do just that.
Space station assembly restarts late next month, when the shuttle Atlantis is scheduled to deliver a pair of solar energy panels, new batteries, and a truss segment on which to mount other components. David McAlary, VOA News, Washington.